But you can record it if you want. It's going to be on live on Kolaloshen. If anybody wants it, it'll be there as well.
Good morning. We are now in the day of Sfiras HaOmer. As the mitzvah, we say, the pasuk says, "Sfartem lochem v'machras haShabbos." Count for yourself. Count v'machras haShabbos on tomorrow of Shabbos. Ad v'machras haShabbos haShvi, you count till the seventh Shabbos, chamishim yom, 50 days. Actually, the mitzvah is to count days. What does it mean? V'kantem sfartem lochem. The word lochem has a special connotation in the other place. V'lekachtem lochem pi itzhodar on Sukkot, you should take for yourself a esrek. In Chazal, I'm learning, v'kachtem lochem means shalechem yeh, it has to be yours. You have to possess it. It can be yotz in an esrek from somebody else. Perhaps the meaning of that without counting days, sfartem lochem, you should also be accountable. In other words, you have a number as the Kmoya Mispek Svoam Kulam Beshemoy Sikro. We are all accounted individually, just like the stars. Every star has a name, and they all belong in a certain constellation to serve a certain purpose. Every Jew belongs to his tribe, to his family, to his group, and we serve a certain purpose. If you're not accountable, if you don't feel that you are doing something, that means if somebody destroys one soul, like you thought the whole world, the whole system doesn't work. You are a number. Where did you get the number? From tomorrow of the first Shabbos of Pesach night. Pesach night, we became all accountable. Why? Because before we were in Mitzrayim, we were slaves. We didn't exist. Goy mekerev goy. And Hashem took us out, redeemed us, with the whole details, we're not going to go into detailing, and we came out, and that was the first Shabbos. How did I came out? Moshe Rabbeinu worked on me, and there's some miracles, Kriyas Yam Suf, and so on and so on and so. So actually, I came to existence the first Shabbos, and over there, Hashem didn't discriminate. Everyone was willing to come out, came out. Arba Bonim, even the Chocham, Rosh Hatam, Eide Alisha, they came out. Who didn't come out? Those who didn't want. They got lost. 80% got lost. But I came out. The Machlos is Shabbos. So, why did Hashem took you out? Why did you make such a miracle? Why did you chose me? Ikachti Eschem Goy Mikerev Goy. I took you out from the midst of a goy. As the Medrash says, just like the calf is in the belly of the butt of the belly of the cow and has to give him birth, and the calf doesn't want to come out, doesn't want to leave the mother, and the mother doesn't let the calf come out. They're holding each other, going mikerev goy. We were integral part of the mitzvah, non-existence. That's the mitzvah. And Hashem to take us out had to use two things. Bezroya netuyo v'yot chazoka. Bezroya netuyo, says the Medrash, what does the shepherd do in order to put in his hand into the belly of the cow and gets a hold of the calf and rips him out? That's Bezroya netuyo. Hashem came into Mitzrayim, went to Sharutuma, Bezroya netuyo, v'yot chazoka, in a beat up paroi, let the people go. Mitzvah Hashem personally made a tremendous effort to pull me out, to separate me from the mitzvah for going to Kerev Goy. And here I am, Seder night, sitting Bnei Melochim. That was the first Shabbos. Why did Hashem invest it in me? Become accountable. Ad Memochus HaShabbos HaShvi, prepare yourself to the seventh Shabbos, the Shavuos. Then, why did Hashem do it? To give us the Torah. So, just like it came out, Hashem chose on you, so Hashem prepared you to come out and to receive the Torah. Now, we know that we also, in the day of Svira, we are mourning the death of the Talmidim of Rav Akiva. In those weeks, in these 3 weeks. And the Gemara says, Shnemesre Elev Zugois Talmidim Rav Akiva, 12,000 pairs Talmidim of Rav Akiva, they all died in these days. Why? Shloi Nehagukov Zerzeh. They disrespected each other. They didn't respect each other. Interesting is, while the Gemara says 12,000 pairs, it says 24,000 Talmidim. Couples, husband and wife, those are pairs. But Talmidim, we learn Torah. Why is it called Zugois? And we died because we were disrespectful to you. We didn't respect it to each other. Therefore, you die. That's kind of capital punishment, is that? Also, they were fighting. They're disrespectful. The answer is, Kol Mashiach Yisbochu Boru Balo Moi Zugois Oso. Everything which Hashem created in the world, you can create it in pairing. The first pair and partner for the purpose of the creation and the existence of the creation is, who is the first pair? Hashem and us. We are the Hashem Yitochosen, we are the Kala, the Kaddash Amo Yisroel, the seventh week, the seventh month of Shabbos HaShvi'it. The Kaddash Amo Yisroel, the Chupa V'Kiddushin. Just like a Chosen Kala, in original creation, Adam V'Chava, they were one. Then Shem separated them. Now they have to get together and to pair up and to become again one, as they were one before they were separated. So Am Yisroel, B'ni B'choy Yisroel, we, in Hashem, we were one. Our Neshama, which is Nishmas Am Yisroel, it's an integral part of Hashem, is one with Hashem. And Hashem wanted to have a pair with whom together, like husband and wife, the pairing up in order to have a child. Hashem, in order to have a world, whatever reason we're going to talk about, Hashem had to produce a world. A child cannot be produced unless you take that one and you separate him with two halves, like a husband and wife. Then you pair them up. The Dovak by Ishtar become reattached, the Oilabos become again one, and then they're giving birth to a child. So Kabbi Yochel Kodesh Baruch Hu split himself up and he created the pair which is Am Yisrael. Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kahane Megoy Kodesh, Amzu Yitzar Tuli Tirosi Saperu, that we are the other part, the color of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have to get together to Toyre Va'atem Adveikim Hashem Malachim, like Dovak by Ishtar. And we be pairing up, become Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the child comes, the world comes, it becomes a shooter from Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Ma'aseh Bereishis Hashem created originally, got destroyed, or the magician destroyed it. It has to be rebuilt, the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And if we're pairing up with Hashem, through Torah, there's Machlis HaShabbos HaShvi, now we're reproducing the world, and now it's a shooter for HaKadosh Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Hashem is dependent on every one of us. You are accountable because you are part of Hashem. When you said this morning, Elokai Neshomish and Osato Vitahori, my exclusive Hashem, Elokai, the Neshom which you put into me is pure, is Hashem Himself. The Sefer Kabbalah, Shefatal, he describes the Neshom in a Jew, and describes these unbelievable words that he says. It says, a neshama in a Jew is a whole God, a whole Hashem, except it's small. It's a spark. And Hashem is a whole. But he had been taken off from the whole. Maybe this one of the things like Boimer, we make the Madura, that we putting in, every spark goes back to the source and we become one again. Hashem Kaviyochul split himself up in 600,000 sparks, and then again and again and again, everyone finds it's a spark of Hashem. And you're pairing up with Hashem, we have to get together, we have to get attached. And maybe because for 3 weeks we disrespectful to our partnership, we didn't believe in our mission, the consequences is you're dead. As in Matan Torah, it comes to Torah Mutaf, if you know what you do, you will show Kverasan. That wasn't a punishment, it was a cause and effect. If you don't pair up with your partner and produce what's supposed to be produced, your partner must have reached the consequences, you die. Maybe after 3 weeks, and like Boy Mede, stop dying, otherwise you got respect to each other, so we're going to explain what does it mean. Maybe just, I'm saying maybe, I didn't see it written up. That's the transfer between you and the Madura. But the Madura, everyone goes back to his source and become one big flame again. They have been reunited. Why? Because he became accountable. And I become respected. I know Hashem needs me. So everything is in pair. In Kedusha, Tumah, Torah, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rav Akiva. Those are the Rebbe's, which also paired up. And you see a tremendous opposite of the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu, what he represents, and what Rabbi Akiva represents. And we're supposed to be Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mochris HaShabbos, that's Pesach, that was all Moshe Rabbeinu, and Mochris HaShabbos HaShvi is Rabbi Akiva, Kabbalah HaTorah. There's Moshe Rabbeinu on the side. The first Shabbos, Pesach, is all Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kabbalah HaTorah is Rav Akiva. Who reproduced that Torah, Torah Shebal Peh? The whole Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Torah Shebal Peh is Rav Akiva. And if the Torah Shebiksav does not respect the Torah Shebal Peh, if you are Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Kroim, you learn everything as it is, but you don't go into the details of Kol Kot, Kot, Tilim, Tim, Shaluchos of Torah Shebal Peh, you're dead. You didn't produce anything. Of course, you can't have Torah Shebal Peh without having Torah Shebiksav. And that's the pairness. We're learning Torah. We're supposed to be paired up. By the way, in yourself, you have to have two qualifications. One, you have to be Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. But not no more humble, ish Moshe Onok Ma'od. Because when you see the Pesach Nacht, in Pesach Nacht, you feel totally undeserving. It's all the production, Milamalo, all the Zambi Kodesh Boch, it's not because of me. So I'm nothing. Who am I? But when it comes to Mokhlas Shabbos, you became accountable and you paired up with Tamid Rebbe Akiva and you worked hard. Now, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was all made for that purpose, to represent Hashem, to give us a Torah from above. We learn nothing about it. But Rebbe Akiva, who is Rebbe Akiva? The partner of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a Ben Gerim. He was still 40. And he went the whole life through of suffering. The whole life he was fighting from below, fighting to the last moment of his life when he had to die. And the Sarkim from Sekhar Shalbazel, they killed him with the lead, the torture situation, and became Echad with Hashem. Direct the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Torah Shebal Peh. What is the Talmud of Rebbe Akiva teaching us? You somebody, you have to fight, never give up, doesn't matter where you were born. If you come from Avraham Avinu, we don't come from Noach Tzadik, from a perfect Tzadik. We come from the lowest. Ben Terach, over the void of Zura. Hikiras Voiroi, he acknowledged his creator. What does it mean? That did Avraham Avinu took. By the way, Rebbe Akiva is the modern Avraham Avinu. Comes from no background. And Amo Oretz, he has to fight the whole life of Romovir Ventrosornis Yoinus. In the end, was thrown to the fire furnace. He's fighting from below, the opposite of Adam Arishin, that you got everything in a boggled and platter, and you messed it up. Moshe Rabbeinu at the first Shabbos gave us the golden platter. You may mess it up. We messed it up, by the way. Because after receiving the Torah for 7 weeks, we made the eagles of the golden calf, like Adam Arishin. Because something which had not worked, you lose it, has no value. Avraham Avinu start from below, Hikiras Boiroi. I'm a product of my creation. It means to say Hashem created me and I have a spark of Hashem in me. It means I'm powerful and I could do something like every color, every wife produces a child to a husband if they get together and they're respecting each other and they're loving each other. The production is a child. If I am a detached piece of Hashem, you have to believe in yourself. Even if you have nothing on you, you come from the worst background. That's the Bechira. Although Mishael Bechiru to destroy the world, and Avraham Avinu took the Bechiru to rebuild the world. He believed in himself, had a Muna in himself. This is every one of us has to have it in these two qualifications. First, you have to be Tamil of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anachnu ma, we are nothing. Everything's from above. We are really nothing. But after when Hashem Yisrael said, you're here, become a countless, start counting, start climbing the mountain, and to see, become Avraham Avinu, become Rebbe Akiva. Hashem didn't, for no reason, put the neshama into me, chelik alekai mimal mamash. Become accountable and believe in yourself. Respect yourself. And that is the concept when the Gemara says, Rebbe Akiva, who reproduced Torah, Torah Sheval Peh, he reproduced it, he had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. He instilled in the town, first you have to attempt to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to Anachnuma, we are nothing. I by myself, not to offer for Aper, I'm nothing. But after that, you have to attempt to Rebbe Akiva, but after all, I'm a partner, and I'm looking at my Dreikum Shem Alakechem, Im Eina Lili Mili, if I'm not going to do my job, it's from a function which I'm being Panosi Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bibini Kodesh Baruch Hu. This has to be in every person having these two qualifications. One, you have to be humble. And the second, if nobody could replace me, and if I don't believe in myself that you have the qualification to be Avraham Avinu, to be Rebbe Akiva, devaluate your values, do not become accountable that Hashem depends on your counting, you destroy the whole world. That every person has to have in himself these both values and respecting each other. Of course, the first one is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, how can you do that? How can you think to yourself, where did Rebbe Akiva took this confidence that he goes producing Torah Sheval Peh? And he goes through a life of suffering. For 40 years he was a Ma'oret. He hated the Talmud Chacham. And finally, because of the merit of his wife, Rochel, he goes to learn. And after being 24 years away from home, learning, he became the Rebbe called Torah Sheval Peh, and he produced 24,000 Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim. He accomplished an unbelievable accomplishment. And then he lost them in 3 weeks. You can imagine the destruction, the Holocaust. But then it stopped. What did he do? He doesn't give up. He goes down to the Darom, to the Negev, five Talmidim, and reestablishes it with his five Talmidim. He rebuilds them, but he gets strong. And after that, he goes through suffering until the point he becomes one with Hashem. And the Gemara says in Menucha, the torture team, the last second, strips him. And Talmidim asked him, Rabbi, that's what you deserve. You didn't do enough for a Kodesh Baruch. You go through such a suffering. What did you say? I was waiting. When will I have this mitzvah? Give your life up for a Kodesh Baruch. And actually, you should be happy. And he said, became one, got reunited to the Kodesh Baruch. Adveikum Hashem, accomplished his mission. Came out of Baskol, Ashrecho Rebbe Akiva, that he became Echo with Hashem. What did he say to Rebbe Akiva? The opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a total different message of Rebbe Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu is introducing Hashem. Means to say there is Hashem. And if you love him, he loves you. If you depend on him, he gives you. You have a problem, come and daven, he's going to give it to you. Moshe Rabbeinu does not understand, because it's not his message, not his teaching of tzaddik veraloi. There's no such a thing. If you're a righteous man, you should be bad. You should suffer. You don't deserve it. I took you out from Mitzrayim. As long as you wanted, Hashem was there for you. I made miracles, Kris Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu taught her, he's introducing Hashem. What is Hashem? If you talk to him, he's listening. You have a problem, talk to him, he's going to take you, he's going to bail you out. There's no such a thing as tzaddik veraloi, and the Gemara says so. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Haytochen tzaddik veraloi, says, it's none of your business. It's not your teaching. Rebbe Akiva, he died with the opposite. He's looking forward of tzaddik veraloi. I'm fortunate that raloi, I'm bad, and here I'm serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't understand it. I came into the world to we're going to explain. I want to be tortured. I want to go through all the pain. And here I'm accepting Hashem. I'm not a product of Moshe Rabbeinu because Hashem came up to Mitzrayim, pleaded with me, made some miracles, some makos, in order to induce me to do a favor, ready to leave, and then give me everything in a golden platter. Because everything got a golden platter, you don't fulfill the purpose. I came in for the reason why Hashem produced me. If I'm a product of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the first Shabbos, He should produce the seventh Shabbos. He should be Mekan Shem Shemayim. When do you do that? When everything is good? That's Hashem, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Or when everything is bad, and I have an opportunity of doing it. So what is the teaching here? And that's the main thing, have both qualities in you. One, and to know you should be a product of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Anachnu Mavi are nothing. But why did Hashem produce me as a nothing? He wants something from me. What does He want? And I'm speaking seminars all the time, all languages, all around the world. Not to introduce Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to be dependent on me. Baruch Hashem, Yeshivas, and Koilim, everyone knows Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know Rabbi Akiva. If I'm asking, I would ask this Choshev audience, can you say in one word, capsulize the whole message in one word, and pick the right word. Why does Hashem need me? Why am I here? Give me an example. Take a diversified business. Thousands of people all around the world, whatever that is, IBM, whatever that is. Everyone's working for the boss. Everyone is in department, sales, purchase, whatever that is. But everyone knows in one word, what is the purpose of the entire diversified business? Why are you here? Why are you working? Why are you getting wages? What is the one word which operates, which moves the whole company, which everyone has to know? Every decision making has to depend on one word, money. Money is the one word. We're here to produce money. So every decision has to be based. Will I save money? Will I bring money according to that? I get promoted. Everyone knows we're here. And you have to tell me that. Why? Because if not, I wouldn't know what's the purpose of the company, to produce money. Why the boss needs money, that's none of your business. He opened up the business, he wants money. And he told me, work for me, produce me money. But why do you need it for? None of your business. None of your business. Hashem as a company took us as a nation, as his company. And he wants me to work for him. What is the one word equals money, which operates the whole system? So every decision, wherever you are, single or married, successful, trained, sick and wealthy, whatever Hashem put it's a position, you get your reward. But what is the decision-making point, depending on what it, everyone has to know that one word, which in business equals money, and a secretary equals what? Can you capsulize in one word? Do you know it for a moment? Think a moment. Serve Hashem, with what? Does he need my service? The answer is, one word. I'm here, lahamlich es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here to coronate Hashem, to give him back Malchus, the king. That Hashem lost. We sing it every morning, we're starting off our day. Adoin Oilam, the master of world, Asher Molach, which already reigned as a king, but tell him God before he created the world. Hashem was already, wants to be a king, and because he wants to be a king, therefore he created the world. I want money, and therefore I open up a company in order to produce this money. Hashem, Adoin Oilam, Hashem Molach, already. Why does he want to be a king? It's none of your business. Let's mashuva tisibach klal, there's no point of asking. This is a lukus. It's none of your business. Then, Adoshem, the same thing, it's naso v'chev tzoykod. When Hashem already produced the way he wanted the company, the world, as a melech shmoy nikro, now he's getting the production becoming king. Ach, kikro is hakoil. After it's going to be all finished, 6,000 years, Yom Shikul Shabbos, the world accomplishes, the company accomplishes, Hashem is going to be king. We sing it every day. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Noirem Boer. Actually, you should say it in order. Hashem Molech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech. Why do we say Hashem Melech? Every time you have to stop and think of the word, why am I in business? Hashem Melech. I'm making Hashem king. make Hashem king.
Why?
Hashem Moloch, because Hashem was king. Adam Rishon, before he sinned, Hashem was king. He accepted Hashem. But after he sinned, Hashem became Ois Melech, he became a Moshe, became a dictator, became a ruler. Hashem Amlucho, Umoishe Bagoyim. Bagoyim, Hashem is not a king. What is the difference between a ruler and a king? There's no difference in essence. The ruler runs the world, controls the world. The only difference is I'm accepting him with love. Malkusa Barotzen. I'm not here because I'm stuck with you. It's a privilege for me to acknowledge you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem says, now why does he want it? Why? We don't have such a question, we don't understand that. But Rabbi said, he wants Hashem, Hashem Molach. I want to create a world, run a world, and I want all my constituents, all my people, should accept me, even if they don't understand me, with willingness. Abraham Avinu, Chesed, do Chesed. Why? Because the only thing which Hashem cannot do to himself, he can't produce it to his kingdom. He does everything. He grows everything. He's a ruler, he's a doin, he's a reborn, he's a moishel. But king, he can't make him. It depends on me. On me, a little guy, whatever you do to me, do I accept you or not? That depends on me. So that has to, every Jew has to know. Avraham Avinu, Hikiras Boiro, he understood his creator. What does his creator need from me? Obviously, when he creates a person, he must give the qualification for the person to deliver what he's expecting of him. What is the qualifications? He made me a normal person. He made me in his image. What is the image? What is Hashem? Hashem is free to do whatever he wants. He could choose whatever he wants. That is Hashem. Even though, but some Hashem created me in his image, I want to do whatever I want. Don't tell me what to do. That's a qualification of Hashem in you. The only creature in this world who has choice to do whatever he wants and to live the way he wants, to accept whatever he wants, is the man. No other creature, not the angel and not the dog, could do whatever they want. They have been created, they produce what they have been done for. Man has a choice. You have no choice to pick and choose what you want, but you have a choice to accept whatever you've been given or not to accept. We're all in agreement that Hashem runs the world, he does everything, we're not in control. We are Moshe Rabbeinu, Senachnu Ma. When I was born at the birth of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, what did I see? Ein Od Milvad, it's only Hashem. So what can I produce? I'm a nothing. You could produce Rabbi Akiva. Do you accept what Hashem is giving you willingly, thankfully, or are you stuck with Hashem? Here comes the reader, Rabbi Akiva. For now, we have to know we are a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He runs the world, the first Ani Ma'amin. Ani Ma'amin, the middle of the boy is born, the boy is born, man, the whole of the world, everything is done by Hashem, not my wife, not my mother-in-law, not my competitor, nobody touched me, nobody affected me, it's all Hashem. That has to be acknowledged, that space of night, that Moshe Rabbeinu produced us, I am nothing. I'm not in control at all about anything. Don't blame anyone. Don't hate anyone. Don't revenge. Lo sikam, lo sitoi, lo sisno. Ani Hashem. Hashem runs the world. That is the time for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we were given at the first Shabbos. So where am I? What does Hashem want? To accept it thankfully or not? Are you complaining? What was the first thing in the Midbar after everything? They fell apart. The synonym. They're complaining. But go back to Mitzrayim. I don't get what I wanted. You're not accepting what Hashem gave you. You're not Rebbe Akiva. I'm here, so why did Hashem took me out? Accept me, acknowledge me, no matter what. Kabbalas Yisurim Bahava. Accept Yisurim, your pain, which you don't like. And accepting. When I am currently Hashem, and I get everything what I want, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, go to Gulas, go pray, make sure to get what you want, you're not Mamlik Hashem. And Hashem gives me what I want, he's Mamlik me. When you don't get what I want, it's disappointing you. And Hashem, Hashem will love you anyhow. Now I'm Amlich Hashem. So if I know I'm here for one purpose, Amlich is Hashem, and I'm not in control under which circumstances, when are you really Amlich Hashem? When things are good or when things are bad? When things are bad, Rebbe Akiva had a delightful, but he knew, after all, I'm a Jew. נכון, I'm a Ben Gadim. נכון, I'm a Oret. But I said, you kind of show me she's hard to tell you. That's Mokhlus HaShabbos. I'm a Shabbos Jew. You took me out of Mitzrayim. I'm a Jew. Doesn't matter. What for? I should accept it. I'm committed to accept it no matter what. That was Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, Hashem is testing him. Avraham Avinu was tested. But Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no testing. Pray, you should get what you want. Hashem has to show that I'm here for you. But Hashem is disappointing you. Avraham Avinu goes to Sol Yisrael. It's Rabbi Akiva, all life of disappointment. And he's accepting. And what is it? Klal Gadol b'Torah? What is it? Klal Gadol? And going back to business. What is the cloud goal of business? He said, money. What is the cloud goal in our business? Rehafto the Reachu, according to the Rebbe Kiva's message, the cloud goal of the Torah. Rehafto the Reachu, who is Reachu? Reachu is Hashem. Reachu, Rebbe Chaltazah, says Rashi in Brochus. Love Hashem under all conditions, accept Him unconditionally. After Reachu means your wife, who tortures you, who disappoints you, your partner who stole you, who affected you. Everyone, right? Ani Hashem. I'm here for that purpose. We're not supposed to ask for pain. Because Moshe may have told us don't ask for pain. But if you got it, say thank you. So therefore Moshe Rabbi Akiva, when he was told that the Tamilim asked Rabbi Akiva, that's what you deserve? Didn't you do enough? He says, call my tzar, the office of pain, Moshe gets the Yosha proof to incarnate Hashem under the worst circumstances. After 120 years of life of Rabbi Akiva, that he reproduced the whole Torah Sheval Peh, and he had a whole life of Kotsim, turn. We call kotz, we kotz, tilim, tilim shal alochos. Every turn, every pain, every disappointment. Not only didn't complain, he produced the whole mountains of alochos, alichos, oilam, carrying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person leaves the world, and if you are by your proper senses, and you think for the last moments of your life, you went through, let's say, 99 years of life, and you have to give the last thank you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What are you thanking Hashem? For the goodies that you got? That Hashem gave you. What did He give Him back? I thank Hashem for all the tortures, all the disappointments, all the downfalls, what you did to me, and accept that you had the opportunity to make you king. The harder, the more you surma went through life, and I said, Hashem, Melech, I'm accepting you, your bigger partnership became in the purpose of the business of Hashem. Both of the people. Holy Hashem le Melech al kol ha'oretz. Ve'oim Hashem echad u'shma'echad. Hashem wants to be Melech, He's set for everyone. And when Mashiach will come, everyone will see Hashem is Melech, except everyone, but everyone will see His share. How much did I participate to make Hashem Melech? How much did I participate to make Hashem echad, make Him into one? Because when I'm not accepting willingly, lovingly what Hashem is doing to me, Hashem is not one. There is two. There is Hashem, there is me, which I don't like my position. There is two. When you accept Him lovingly, and you don't make Hashem become one with Him, you make Him Hashem one. And that has to be remembered. Every Hashem Melech. You live here, whatever, everyone got the shlichus of this person to come in for Hashem's business. I have to make Hashem Echad, and I have to make Melech. When do you do that? When you're in position of Rebbe Akiva, all disappointments, nothing good, and you fight, and say, I'm accepting. That's all what Hashem wants. I'm one with Hashem. Yotzon Yishmosa Be'echad. He became one with Hashem. When you make Hashem Melech, it does not mean that you're making king, who wants the title king. Actually, you become one with Him. Because as long as you don't make Him king, there's two, it's Him, and I'm stuck with you. You're separated. This means, Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem. This is the beginning every morning, when it's every night. We say, Shema Yisroel, remember, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is my God, Moshe Rabbeinu gave me Torah, Kufrim Harki Gidu. And I know Hashem runs my life. That's Hashem Elokeinu, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you? Hashem? Hashem, whatever you do for me, all this thing, Echad, you are one, and I'm one with you. I'm accepting you. That I preach, it's a privilege for me to make you one. I have to Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha, with both of your hearts, even your pitfall with your tzehara. Chol nafshecha v'yir noita l'snafshecha. Chol medecha mida mida shemoided loch. Every measurement that is measuring up your pain, have a moideloi, mo'oid, mo'oid. Thank Him double. When a Jew has a problem, he's sick, whatever he has a need, teaches Moshe when he comes to Hashem in davening, ask. Do you got it? What Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, Baruch Hashem, you got it? Say Hashem, thank you, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't get what you wanted, I say Hashem, thank you, double. Because now I'm Rabbi Akiva, now I'm incarnating Hashem. So why can't you ask for pain? You're not supposed to ask, we are Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe may love this Yom HaKadosh. First, get convinced there's Hashem, He loves you, listens to you, you're davening and everything. There's a system which works. In order to become a Nachnu more, I'm nothing, you have to see Hashem in action. That is, Hashem is producing, Hashem is giving, Hashem is running the world. But after you accomplish that, you become a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you see Hashem is mistreating you, doesn't listen to you, says, wow, you get a promotion, you became a Rabbi Akiva. You can't be Rabbi Akiva's Talmud before you Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud. First you have to tell Moshe Nachnu Mo. Mokrish HaShabbos in the first Shabbos, you became Moshe Rabbeinu. At Mokrish HaShabbos HaShvini, go to the 7 weeks, to the 7 Yomei Abinyan, start climbing and climbing, and Shiv Toire, a Kol Kotz V'Kotim Tim Shalalochas, you become a Timot of Rabbi Akiva. Thank you, so Oy Chu Hashem Kun after me. Thank you, Hashem, that you tortured me, you disappointed me, because I actually committed myself to make you king. When do I make you king? When things doesn't go the way I want. Then I'm making you king. That's Mokhtar Shabbat Yisrael Chamishim Yon. There you come to the 50th, which is not accountable with us, but it's a production. The 50th is a production. 49 is a production, which we do. That's the partnership. But if you completed the partnership, all 7 weeks, Chamishim Yon, and what happens then? What happens then? Why do we count the Oymer? What is the Oymer? Oymer was done the next day of second day of Pesach. We sacrificed the Minche Oymer, which is made from barley, from soil. Barley is a machl behemo. It's an animal food. Animal doesn't know, just eats and thinks, doesn't think, doesn't put any qualification with thinking. That's machl behemo. If you don't know you eat to cover it, Hashem, then your food is like animal food. You're just using, consuming the world. You're not accomplishing anything. So you have to get away from Oymer. Svartach ha-mochlet v'shabbos. Ha-yom, chamisho ve-esrim yom, ba-Oymer. I'm 25 days away from animal food, and I'm converting animal food to human food. Human food is chitim. It's, what do you call chitim?
Wheat.
Yeah. It is, when you makrif from wheat, makrif Shabbos Hashem, Micho Chodosh El Hashem, you're doing food for a man. I've elevated the animal food to deliver. Every consumption which you use in the world, I carry it to Hashem. I made a brocha. Mo Hashem Shoyerimach, Al Kimoyle Mei Brochas. What's a brocha? Hamlech Hashem, Boruch Hat Hashem, Al Kenyu Melech Hu Oilam, Boruch Pri Eitz, Boruch Pri Adomo, incarnating Hashem. I took animal food, which Hashem is feeding the whole world. I could be fed like any animal, and Hashem gets nothing in return. But I take that food, it was Mamlich HaKodesh Baruch, Shehakonim Edvor, Melech, 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 all the time Melech. So I elevated the Oymer into human food. I made it Chitim. And I think it's Chitim, that's wisdom. Chitim is wisdom. And that we makri when Micha Chodosh, it's a new sacrifice. When just came out from Moshe Rabbeinu from Pesach, I didn't deliver yet anything. It was a sacrifice of barley, of soilim. I was still a behemoth, I was still nothing. But after the count of 49 days, and I was climbing, we come with Tamut of Rebbe Akiva. And it was Mamlich HaKodesh Baruch Hu every step, because the Micha Chodosh, a new sacrifice of Chitim, which is food from a man. I converted all the animal food which was given to me from above, and I could have leave it there, and I elevated them to Chitim. And that's Chometz to Ufeno. That you make Chometz. All the Michas has to be Matzah. We know Chometz is the opposite. Chometz is when a person becomes independent of Hashem, blows himself up, I am who whatever I am. But when we went through this whole thing, Rebbe Akiva, we converted all the Chometz for Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's two ways how to fight the Yetzer Hara. Biskafyo, Biskapcho. Some doing him, when we're not yet in this level, we're fighting him, Tamil of Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching us fight the Sirach Vachronechem, but I didn't convert to the Chometz, I just subdued him. But Rebbe Akiva converted him. is a Ben Gedim, is a Ma'oret, hating a Talmud Chochem, and became the great Talmud Chilem. This is Habcho. So actually, everything, the Yetzirah is also a production for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's two ways how to leave the world, fighting him all the time, but Yetzirah remains. Or I take the Yetzirah and I'm converting him. Chometz Tiyufeno, I'm giving back a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a productive world. He created the negative Chometz, and I will come to that Teshuvos. That you have to believe in yourself. When you understand, when you climb this concept, I'm here for one thing. How many times a day do you say Hashem Melech? Every time when you get a disappointment, every time somebody touches you, every hurt, whatever that is, Hashem Melech. You come home, you're mistreated by your wife. There's such a thing normal. But who did it? Hashem. Hashem Melech. I'm accepting. I'm accepting myself. I'm accepting my wife. I accept my child, the Nosher, unfortunately, who left everything. It's very, very painful, very embarrassing. Yeah, Yitzchak of Esav. Yitzchak Avinu had a twin, Yaakov and Esav. What Baruch Hu said to on Yaakov? Baruch Atah Hashem, Tov Umeiti. You coronated Hashem with Yaakov, Hashem coronated you. You were good to me. What Baruch Hu make on Esav? Baruch Atah Hashem, dynamis, I'm accepting you. When are you coronating Hashem, with Esav or with Yaakov? With Esav. We have Yitzchak as Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. With Esav, I'm coronating Hashem. If you know that Anachnu Mo, we are nothing, means to say, don't blame yourself. Don't take credit for your successes. Don't take blame for your failures. I'm nothing. It's all Hashem. What do you do with it? Accept, coronate. Yitzchak Avinu, no, I'm nothing. In the Ben Avram, not off of Eifer. You gave me Yaakov, thank you Hashem, you gave me Yaakov. Tevim Eitim, with that I didn't coronate you, you coronated me. But you gave me Esav, and accept Esav, oh, now I'm a coronated. You're not supposed to ask for Esav. But if you got Esav, Moshe may say, don't ask Yisurim. But if you got it, say, thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have between for Esav, that is unconditional love. Unconditional love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, unconditional relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you make Hashem. Forgive me for giving a little personal experience. After all, we have a shlichus in the world. It means to say, everything which comes your way is a message. Since my position is to give lectures and to teach people which usually we don't think about it, so I took everything, whatever used to say, Mechobeh Weissman, Zichat Tzadik Zerbach, used to say, a religious Jew is not supposed to read any newspaper, not even Haredi newspaper, only the headlines. Headlines makes Hashem. Commentaries you have to make. Everything which is happening in the world is a headline with Hashem. Nobody does anything on Hashem. Commentaries, what does Hashem want from me? Don't read somebody else's commentaries. Everything which happens to you personally, it's Hashem, it's a headline. And you use it in your shlichus. How to use it? That Hashem should be enriched, should be taught with my headline. So, forgive me, I'm going to give a personal experience. About 2 months ago, right after Purim, we went through surgery on a cancer removal, something. Not easy surgery, Baruch Hashem. And a night after the surgery, you know how you feel? You can't sleep, you see everything is black. When you're down, you're all pessimistic. You saw already your funeral, you saw everything. You say goodbye. But a person, every person has himself two qualities, optimism, pessimism, optimism, pessimism. Which power is working? It depends. When you're beaten up, you're good, you run, everything is fine, you're optimistic. When you're beaten up, you're pessimistic. So I was good beaten up, so I was very pessimistic. I saw my funeral, I saw my everything already. A whole night, I was speaking to Hashem, I'm accepting, thank you. He gave me the privilege to live, and I'm thanking for all the goodness which he gave me. I have no complaints, thank you Hashem. Time came, go back. A whole night I said Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. A whole night I said Hashem Melech. Thanking for all the goodies, I have no complaints. If you would have told me to daven to ask me, please continue to live, I still have to go 2 months later to come to Or Avraham to sing a speech. I wouldn't even ask you. I have shlichus, whatever you do. A whole night I said Hashem Melech. Painful night, but Hashem Melech, I'm accepting, I'm accepting. 10 days later was the wedding of a grandchild. I'm sitting at the head table, Baruch Hashem, this great grandchild. Baruch Hashem, see 4 generations down me. What did you say whole night? Thank you, Hashem. Amam lechem. When did Hashem become more coronated? In the hospital or the wedding? When he said a melech in the hospital, Or when you say the melech, at the wedding, when you're celebrating, when Hashem is coronating you, giving you. Obviously, in the hospital. You're not supposed to ask for pain. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. But the Rekiva said, I call you my start, all my efforts with pain. When can I coronate Hashem at the most? Now I got it. I shouldn't appreciate it. I shouldn't be happy. So why didn't you ask for that? You're not supposed to ask for Yisurim, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, why not? Really, why not? The truth of the matter is, if we would have utilized and capitalized of the opportunity to coronate Hashem not through pain, when you get everything golden platter, we wouldn't have pain. We wouldn't be today. That once we had this chance, we had it twice. We had it in Mamot Har Sinai, and we messed it up. We were there for 40 days. We had everything. But then, Moshe made a golden calf and finished. We messed it up. But then we had the second chance to coronate Hashem, to bring Mashiach, without suffering, Shlomo Melech. The age of Shlomo Kisei Hashem, great in Eretz Yisrael, yet 1,200,000 Nevi'im, every person was a candidate to become a Novi. That's what Rambam says, in the time of the Bais Rishon, like today going to Kol, you could become a Dan, you could become a Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Hakoilen. There was a Yeshiva to become Nevi'im, to have a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Ishtach Steiner, Ishtach Zgafnoi, Shlomo Melech, 1,000 wives, the whole world was subdued to him. We saw 10 miracles. We have no imagination what it was time of Shlomo Melech. If we would have utilized this goodness which Hashem gave us, Kodoshim Tiyu, we all Kaddish Atzmach v'mitzvah, grow and sanctified, utilize all the freedom to mold to coronate Hashem when it's good. We wouldn't be here today. Unfortunately, Shemanta Visikas history got intoxicated. All history, whenever Jews were good, in a good position, was it in Spain, was all along the time. And today, we forget our role who we are. And we don't coronate Hashem. We get intoxicated. Yishman Yishurim Vayibot. Shemanta Visikas history. We had an opportunity to be Mamlech HaKodesh from goodies. But when Hashem was so good to us, we messed it up. Hashem, but I have to be king. I have no choice. I have to take you down to Golos. You went down to. Instead of coronating Hashem, Tam Shlomo Melech, made up by the Zorik, you heard the voice, anyways. Rokop Shem Tchasaham, we were loved Hashem, we were all spoiled. We didn't know how to handle the goodies that Hashem is giving us. To coronate, accepting Hashem. Why not? No, you got intoxicated, you got carried away. She said, there's no choice to make in Golos. You have to go to Holocaust. And in Holocaust, Hashem became Melech. We have no idea how much Hashem became Melech in the Holocaust 75 years ago. 6 million Jews became Kedoshim. They alienated, they even assimilated Jews became a Kodesh. What is the Kodesh? Kodesh and Hashem Reichem. How? If you had no, you didn't do it on your own, I will be Mekadosh you. If you're not Mekadosh yourself, I will be Mekadosh you. Became 6 million. So then Hashem became a big chunk of Melech to the Holocaust. You're going to see. Of course, unfortunately, the secular Jew, which feels amazing and says, I'm there, I made the Shem King, became one, there's going to be an attack. The German Nazi made me into Kodesh. Hashem says, make yourself into Kodesh. You become a Kodesh. Don't let the Goy become a Kodesh. If every Jew got killed by a Goy because he's a Jew, became a Kodesh. Of that, we misbalish, we neighbors, we call him, we oil and void. We shouldn't be embarrassed with my Kodesh. I became one with Hashem, I coronated Hashem. Yeah, thank you, God, you made it to me. It's a bush, we oil and void. You should make it on yourself. That was 75 years in the Holocaust. What is today? Today there's no Holocaust. Nobody's above us. There's no Russia, there's no Siberia, there's no Germans. We're the most, there was never, I must bring it to your attention. We have responsibilities. There was never in history such a time, except by Shlomo Melech, that you could go all directions and nobody from outside will stop you. It's all depend on you as today. We're not in Golos anymore. Maral says Golos means that you cannot fulfill what you want. They don't let you from outside. Governments, Bob and Moshe, Evan, Adam, decree, they don't let you to practice what you want. Avon, Mimamlech, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, came Russia, atheism, Zionism, all kinds of things. They don't let me. Is anyone stopping you today? You have freedom. You can go any place. There's no There's nothing stands against Ruth. You don't do it because you really don't want it. You don't know who you are. You don't know why in business. That's an opposite today. Derech shodem roitze lelech, whatever you want, malichen roitze, to help you. Bullet tire, you want to get connected to the mamlech urbachu. The siloi, it's all kind of yeshivas, kind of bother, tshuvas, lectures, havona, of all situations where you could be Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva, there was never such a rich time in machshove in Ashkof as I have today. Seminars, I had this last Shabbos seminar for all chredi. Chredi, tamid achom eflogim. But we forget who we are. Bode tayer mesailo. Bode tamois, you want to get disconnected. Pois chimlo. Just take the smartphone, in no time you lost and finished and dipped in and addicted in. You're dead. You know, with such extremes, we never had. It all depends on us. And we don't realize how important time we live today. Time is of the essence. It all depends on us. There's no Hitler, there's no Stalin, there's no this, there's no Golas who forces me to become a Kodesh. And the Goy accepts me. I'm riding over the whole thing. So only Roichav al Chamor in a position is a Neim Vedalim. Poor people, poor in Seichel, poor in Mitzvahs, you don't think. Biro, the Akre Bekiva, the beginning of the period of Bekiva, Neim Vedalim. Roichav al Chamor, we're riding over the donkey. Says the Maral, Chamor symbolizes materialism, Chomrias. Every one of us, we are poor, we're nothing in comparison to the previous generations. Who are we? We the raw beginners of the of Rav Akiva. And top of it, we're riding over the entire materialism of the world. The whole world is in your possession. In 1 second, you could go to any place, anywhere, connect what you want. Everything is available. And nobody stops you. Nobody knows. No, there's no embarrassment. You're a single one. Echad odam echad yesh, says the Gemara Meluchas. She have a soft kamadoiris. In the last generation, Akiva ben Yosef, that's this generation today, says the Maral. In the end, you're going to be Odom Echot. One single person means to say, I could be Odom Arishin to mess up the world. I could be Avraham when Echot to Avraham. And I could be Rebbe Akiva. And nobody outside think will stop you, influence you, but you're totally in control. That's our time of today. Are we taking utilizing that? We don't even know that. We lost. We're so busy of pursuing all the availabilities. We do a favor, we come and learn, we sit in Dafayomi, this, that. But the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does Hashem do? Hashem wants to be king. Since the Holocaust 75 years ago, yeah, Hashem took us in, stuffed us into the gas chambers, and the simple Jew with the tzaddik together said, Shemang Shem Echot, v'mekad Hashem Shemang. Today Hashem took that Holocaust and subdivided into pieces, individual. Every one of us has an individual Holocaust. Everyone has his own problems. You're not in control. You don't have what you want. And now you have the choice to say, Hashem Melech, I'm accepting you, appreciating you, Rebbe Akiva. Or you could be misogynistic, be complainful, and not to do the job. And who is not going to do the job now is losing out. He hasn't got anything else. Our last chance to make Hashem Melech to become Rebbe Akiva of Rome, Rebbe Echot Avraham. And nobody knew what this is. We went to the fire first. You're giving up your life to that. This is our generation. Let's finalize with that. If you understand the situation, you need a lot of time to invest in it and think about detach yourself in the world, to go to, if somebody would produce an English seminar, I don't have the organization to do that. The Hebrew seminar goes every month, in 2 weeks after Shavuos, every month we have a seminar in Neir Etzion. But I haven't got the person who should take the Yuzma to make an English seminar. It's so important to know. We're just telling you, open up your eyes, see what position you are today. Accept yourself, accept your problems, accept your family, accept your child. This is Rebbe Akiva, called Kotz V'Kotz. Nobody taught us. We still Talmidim from Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't respect the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. Then you're dead. You're not producing anything. So let's finalize with that. Say every morning, Oil Chodosh Al Tzion Toiv. A new light should shine over Tzion. It's Mashiach, the light of Mashiach. Niske kulonu and hei rabbi shemizeh kufiz oil. The boy said, we have the oil of Shem Mashiach. What is the Or Chodosh? The original Or, which Hashem created, is not here. Omar v'gonzo le tzadikim ra'osi lovoi. He hid it for tzadikim for before Mashiach. What is the original? The original Or Shem Kriya was Or v'choshech mishtamshim barbu v'chos. It's light and darkness together. All the Mishnah saw the light of Hashem, and you see the nochosh, you see the Yetzer Hara, the choshech. And you have a bechira to go to Or, to go to choshech. It's very mixing up. Hashem hid it away, put it away, and he gave us a new Or Sinai, Or Torah, which you have today. In Or Sinai, there's no Or B'choshech. Ma'at Or, Dorcha Harma Choshech. If you learn Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Then the Choshech goes away. Till now, not anymore, we all knew. One week about Shuma, just give my blood Gemara, give my Torah, automatically the Shuma got flamed up. Became a Kodesh. Today, you could learn Gemara, you could do mitzvahs, you could learn Kabbalah, and you have the smartphone in your pocket too, you can have both places. Or V'choshech M'shamshim Barbu V'Echad. We don't see. All the mechanchim, all the yeshiva, are complaining. We have no control. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Good way. A man learns everything, family, everything, and he's living a double life. Because the Or Chodesh, the light of the original, has been lit now. Says the Zohar HaKodesh, and this is the main message. Mashiach will not come all of a sudden. Mashiach comes slowly, step by step. Mashiach, says the Zohar HaKodesh, I compare Moshe. When you're sitting in a dark cave, if you take the sun and project him on you, blindens you. You can't take the sun. You have to take a little light, get used to it in advance, and then gives you more and gives you more, until the whole sun comes out. Mashiach will come small, step by step, a little light at a time. Take advantage of the light, you may carry the Geula. After 120 years, you're going to ask us the first six cardinal questions. The Satam and the Sosav Amuna, had you lived with Amuna, Kvati Tim Retoira, Sakpir Verimia, they're going to ask you, Tzipisola Yeshua, had you looked up for Mashiach? Why not? What is the Kumba say Tzipis? Why not? Why shouldn't I? No. Tzipis means in, had you utilized every opportunity of light which was given to you, had you advanced, Tzipisola Yeshua, now I deserve more light. When there is light, when all of a sudden you have been enlightened with a new light, and you take advantage, you're waiting for it. Now you deserve more light. Hashem is taking advantage of the light which is available. But when there is light, and there is possibility, you don't take advantage, not only not waiting for it, you don't deserve more light. There was never a time there was so much light given. This lecture himself is light. We never heard it before. It's on the time, the situation, Shem gives us that. And if a person melts me cheshma nefesh to take coronate Hashem, first of all, accepting this, you'll be a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva. Don't complain. Remember, you're productive. You're making Hashem melech. And take advantage of every possibility which Hashem allows. There was never such a possibility as after the Shemran. But the time is silent. You're waiting for Mashiach. Hashem will give me more light, give more, until you bring light. See, if Mashiach will bring it, Tzmiach means it's a growth. Mashiach is a growth. Hashem is investing piece by piece. Are you taking advantage of that? So now, they're going to be asked after 120 years, it's a piece of Yeshua. Had you taken advantage of any possibility, have you? Had you thanked for Kodesh Baruch Hu, you give me a privilege, Oitru Hashem ki onaftu, thank Hashem that you told him when that because I was sitting in Mamluch, when I was Mamluch, as Rebbe Akiva said, this information has to be utilized. Now if you count that 7 weeks, and Mochel Shabbos Shvi, then we're going to see the accomplishment of the Matan Torah for Melech HaMashiach. We bought them, you bought them, day by day, as you were counting. But remember, Sfat Melechem, you have to be accountable. If you don't believe in you, what we just said, you mean me, don't look nobody else. If you don't believe in you, it's missing in a Malchus Shemayim. Hashem is not Echad. There's one person who didn't accept it him. And don't force Hashem to give you pain and then no choice, like in the Holocaust, make Hashem Kodesh. Make Hashem Kodesh in a comfortable way. You have freedom, you have democracy, and you're giving up. And even you do everything to be good and things doesn't go. You're a Bakiva. That you thank a Kodesh Bochum Chol Medev with the Shemoydelach. Then actually doing this whole partnership. Hashem should help that she should understand the message. Kabbalist assumes that's what Balatanya says. 50 years of learning Torah mitzvahs lishma doesn't make such a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Kabbalah is surim b'hava. And we all have it. In one sense, it's even harder than the Holocaust. In the Holocaust, no individual claimed himself. Why me? Why us? We were all in the same boat. Today, everyone has to claim, why me? I'm different. Why me? Everyone has his personal life. Hashem wants your individual. Your echot, Rebbe Kibbutz echot, Avram was echot. Kol echot ve'echot, Yonomi tells to us. That's a message for Yonomi. Kol echot ve'echot mi'Yisroel. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov took on the mission to be humble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol echot ve'echot. You are an individual. Be accountable. After you counted yourself, you counted individual, 25 individuals, then you group it. Shehem, Shloshi Shavuot, Arba Yomim. Then we have groups like the stars. Every star has a purpose, has a name, has a function. Then you belong to groups. So we have groups, we have families, we have tribes, Kohen Levi Israel, but first has to be individual, countable, become Avraham Avinu, Ovoz, and even come Ovoz, we're going to count to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we're going to save a Kodesh Baruch Hu, wouldn't impose of us more torture, more pain, because you take advantage of anything which you have, Hashem does not want to give you. One of the Polish Chazrebes, not going back 200 years, Fischer Strickover, had a minag, every night when he said, Kriyat Shema Al Amito, so the Boy Shalom, you should have a good night. Well, wishing Hashem a good night. So that's why are you wishing Hashem a good night? He said, well, Chazal said, Chol Tzorosim Roitzom, when a Jew is in pain, Hashem is in pain. When I was in the hospital night, and if I had a painful night, Hashem was with me, Chol Tzorosim Roitzom. So he said, have a good night. Don't give him pain, so you're not going to have pain. You've got to carry Hashem a day, it's good. Why should we carry Hashem things are bad? If you're going to be zeich to give a good night, it wouldn't bring, have to bring sufferings. So we should make sure we have thank Hashem, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hoy Hashem El Melech HaKol HaOid Men Hashem HaKol Shmo Yechod. Remember, you're going to see your share what you had done. And then when you see, I could have done so much more, I went through, but I could have, my neighbors and call them, to be embarrassed. So we should have to Hashem to see Mokhru Shoshab Shashmi. Tispir Chamishim Yom, which is accomplished, coming to the Chamishim, that's accomplished, and Shem Zerchus in Shiach, Tzidkenu, and Heiru, and Heiru, and
Heiru, and Heiru, and Heiru, and